It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 674.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Friday night drinks. Raise a glass, please, everyone. Simultaneous cheers. Sip, thanks to Ash Williams.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys and girls and kids. There's a few kids here. Maybe block your ears because we're going to finally work out how you get dick from Richard because Josh Jansen's dad's here.
Oh, can you believe it? Before we speak to them, I want to check out Ian Trainer's internet connection because he got it upgraded. Ian, you're just going to have to allow us to unmute you.
Yeah.
And then we can see how his internet's going.
Here he looks a little clearer this time.
But will we be able to hear? Ian, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, he's done it.
Well done, Ian.
I've got to say, Josh, I don't take criticism that well. So that was 2 weeks in a row. Something had to happen.
You've done a great job. How are the chickens going?
Running amok today. They were helping me weed the garden. So,
Ian, did you have that headset on last week or have you bought that fresh with the internet and the connection?
No. This is just the work.
Yeah. What was that? It's from 1982.
Well,
that's great.
Company's doing it tough at the moment, so we can't get
you. You got it on a liquidation sale. Oh, there will be a lot of office furniture available.
Because there is
auction houses.
Lucky we don't have any furniture.
Yeah, I mean, what can you take? You can't take Sev's. Grace has already dibsed him. Today, I'll be drinking margarita. That's unmixed, and this is my mixed. I did a little search before about the history of margarita, the drink, and one of the earliest stories is of the margarita being invented in 1938 by Carlos Danny Herrera at his restaurant Rancho La Gloria, halfway between Tijuana and Rosarita, Baja California, created for a customer. A former dancer who was allergic to many spirits, but not tequila. Have you got anyone who's allergic to an alcohol in the room? Anyone? Hands up.
Jem, Queen Gronk, what are you allergic to?
Sounds like a lie, but goon. There's a preservative in cask wine that like keeps it fresh.
Really?
Mm.
And so this is the hard one, right? Because you probably drank a whole goon bag.
No, I never have. I've actually never had it. Mum's really allergic to it, and apparently it's hereditary.
Okay.
Or it's a conspiracy between her and my doctor to get me to not play goon.
Did you actually go to the doctors about your goon issue?
No, but it's a specific preservative.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed by your fact. Was that a Wikipedia job or...?
Oh, sorry, my fact. I thought you were talking. I was watching Ramble eat what looks like a bowl of cereal. What, Ramble, are you eating cereal, mate?
No, it's meant to be a tuna bake, but we put crushed Wheat Bix on the top for like...
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. You're an animal.
You can make videos, but you can't cook. Yeah. Ramble,
don't
if you
worry,
haven't...
It wasn't me that made it.
Oh, mate, be careful. So Ramble made a video for us. The brief was nothing. It was just he said he's making a video. And actually, it was meant to be just photos. So I got all the Gronks to send through photos of their beverage choice for today. But he's done an absolute ripper job. Let's give him a clap. Yeah, it's unbelievable. He's made it with his girlfriend, who's the star of it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Although, George, you had a few words to say about the video.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. It's the best thing the Daily Talk Show has ever done.
Mate.
God, stop saying it, mate. You did one on Wednesday and that was cracker.
Look at them. Just the mute
can
them both.
Actually create, you can create a separate room in Zoom.
Can we just say 3D Dill's joined us?
Where's 3D Dill? There's too many people on the screen.
Here we go.
Where is everybody?
Second screen.
Yes, world class. That's his jumper. Yeah. Welcome.
I'm a world class guy. What can I say?
Mate, you are looking like Pablo Escobar.
Well, thank you. It's freaking snowing here.
But that doesn't explain the moustache.
No, it doesn't. But that's two separate. It's two completely separate things.
That is funny. Well, welcome, 3D Dill. How are you, mate? I was just actually going through some assets that you created. Quite boring for everyone else, but I was looking through some of the branding stuff and I thought, what a fucking great job you did when you were in Australia for 4 months. What an amazing job.
I appreciate that. It was fun.
So are you in school at the moment, Dill, or what's going on?
No, I left school basically like 3 weeks ago. They kicked us out and I just finished the stuff at home and I submitted it and I'm done now. I'm done.
Okay.
They're going to mail me my degree and I'm done. I'm out of the education system.
I know this is not a visual show, so if you're listening, sorry about this, but I've just seen the best view that isn't fake goes to Brooke. Brooke, where are you? Look at that view in the background. Oh, she's just muted herself, but I unmute you. There you go,
okay,
Brooke.
Yep. Okay.
Hi, Brooke.
Hello. I'm in Sydney, like Southern Sydney, in like the Sutherland Shire.
Jeez, beautiful. What do your parents do?
You don't have to answer that. I'm so sorry, bro.
No, you don't. But it's a fucking, it looks
but
like
he will ask her what it's worth. So can we just mute it?
And then I'm taking on the side. You can just put your figure in of what you reckon is worth. No, I'm taking.
But I'm not really. But if Tommy's ever in Sydney, is there a spare room?
Can you stay?
There's we've got like my sister. We've got like an apartment attached to the house.
So it's pushing 4.5 mil. That's
So my twin sister lives in that.
Oh, that's so sick.
She's not really even in the house, but
yeah,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
oh, it looks beautiful. TJ,
yeah, mate.
You know a Mexican Coca Cola. You know the Coca Cola like Mexican, the Mexican version.
It comes in glass bottles. Is that it?
And so apparently the whole thing was that it was made of like with cane sugar, and in the US it's like high fructose corn syrup. And so like the Mexico was meant to be the only place where it was like the legit one. And I like bought into this and would drink it thinking it was at all different, but it just came. I just found out today that it's actually for anyone who is a hipster who has bought Mexican Coca-Cola thinking you're getting something different. It's just the glass bottle. They don't actually use cane sugar.
Where are they selling that? Like, where are they actually selling that propaganda?
They normally have the, it's in like a glass bottle and it's got like the sticker around it, which like has that sort of import thing. You get in the States or different.
Tell you what, I'm an absolute pervert because I was just looking in the middle. I was like, who's that hottie? And then I was like, that's my wife. She's in the kitchen. She's cleaning the kitchen.
But how many other boxes have you done that to? Like, is that what you've just been doing the whole show? Just sort of going through the gallery? I'm so sorry.
I'm saying that she caught my eye once again. Okay. Once again.
Do you know who caught my eye? It was Mr. 97's mum, who I'm trying to unmute right now. Denise is in the building.
You're going to have to unmute, mum.
Here we go. This is a technological disaster.
Oh, no. Here we go. Here we go.
Denise, how's it? Oh, there we go. How's the internet been since 97? Morning.
Since he's been working from home.
Yeah.
intermittent, not very much internet a lot of the time. I'm hotspotting at the moment.
Really?
What? Yeah, no Wi-Fi.
Are you kidding?
I actually tried to Ethernet her in, but it wasn't working. I reckon it's her laptop.
Wait, is it just my screen, guys, or is Grace and Mr. 97's mum next to each other?
Yeah. No, that's just you. It's actually
that's my screen. Yeah, I mean, call it fate, call it what you will. Let's unmute Grace and take it away, Denise.
Wow, that was early.
Hi, Grace. Hello, how are you? Lovely to meet you.
How's it going today in Melbourne?
Pretty good.
That's it's actually good. Too much. Like I get criticized. I get criticized. Can we just take a second? I get criticized for the shit that I pull. And Tommy's doing
and
that
Tommy.
10 minutes into the show. And there's just so many people I don't know how to unmute.
Mum, what are your earphones working all right? Because you had a few problems with them.
Just a few problems. They're working well, thanks, Mace.
What happened to them?
What happened? Well, I'm very lucky. I have Mace deliver to me every morning a smoothie while I'm working from home. And I was on a Zoom meeting with my work and I pulled their headphones out and the air plug landed in the smoothie.
Oh, no.
So, Josh, I took your, some previous things that you do and I had to suck the
headphones.
I had to clean it all out so I could plug it back in and do my calls. So.
It's working now?
It's working now.
It works. It works. It's disgusting, but it works. Mate, the smoothies cause a lot of issues between your Balroy bag.
Oh, yeah, and that's a nightmare, isn't it?
They replaced the whole thing, didn't they?
Yeah, I still got the bag at home, though. I haven't sent it back.
What, the old? So they sent you a new one. You haven't sent the old one
back. No, I don't know what they're going to do with it. Yeah, I mean, there's smoothie in it, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm just unmuting Richard Jansen. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you very much.
The question I want to find out, but also I know the question you want to find out is this work or is this Josh's?
Yeah, well, normally I got the gist of what work was last time, so we don't have to.
Do you say gist? Is gist a word?
Gist.
I think it's just gist, Dad.
God, he pulls up his own father.
No, but it's fair. I mean, I think Jake would agree. How are you and Jake going, hanging out together?
You're all right.
No, where's Mum?
She's around.
She's over there.
Oh, she's lurking. I think she got the gist that she should come over.
Well done. Well done.
Hi. Oh, hello. What's for dinner?
Tuna patties.
Tuna patty. Tuna is the hot dish. Tonight,
Mum was just laying down.
I was not laying down.
She went a bit hard on the pre-drinks. So. One thing we don't do with our tuna is put Weet-Bix on them.
Uh-oh, we've got some beef between Ramble and Richard. What do you say, Ramble?
Look, I agree. I would put Weet-Bix on there. Like last time, we used breadcrumbs and it was much better. But yeah. I don't know. I guess you can work with what you've got at the moment.
Crumbs. Yeah. So they're meant to be like crumbs. Can we let's unmute Show Baker. Is there a recipe that you can use Weet-Bix in that isn't atrocious?
No, I really don't think so. There's this thing called Easter nests and they can work because you can mix them with chocolate and then you put mini eggs, but it's Weet-Bix and milk. That's it.
That's it, guys. Yeah. Do not use Weet-Bix on any cooking. Thing.
Does anyone not know what Weet-Bix are? I'm guessing in international land. Hands up if you don't know what Weet-Bix is.
No, nah, it seems
everyone knows. Oh, Alexander doesn't know. What do you have a guess, Alexander? What do you think it could be?
Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I asked.
Well, what they are is
it's a hard question.
You could build a house with them if you just sort of like broke them up and used water and then let them dry, or you could eat them for breakfast. Either one. Yeah. But if you've got kids, I'm always getting in lots of trouble for not cleaning the Weet-Bix off the table that Bodie's left because I come back and it's underneath and it's just rock hard and it feels like it's become a part of the table.
Yeah, it's like cement. The way that 3D Dill has his camera set up, it looks like where his keyboard. It's like a point of view. Yeah. did you have you always had like? Are you a breakfast guy, TJ? Someone who eats?
I mean, I like to identify myself as a breakfast guy on a resume. Breakfast guy.
Cereals. Like I never ate cereals at all as a kid.
Oh yeah, but remember that time, Sevs, that I was like, I went out, put in a heap of effort to get Fat Friday treats and I brought them back and to be fair, I did what I do to you a lot, Josh.
You got what you wanted.
No. I thought it was a great idea. Let's do like cereal versus cereal. It's like I didn't eat Fruit Loops. Anyway, and you were so disappointed. You remember that, Sevs?
Oh, yeah.
It's because you were hungry and you were like probably thinking, great, he's going to get some kind of like big souvlaki or
yeah,
and I come back with cereal. And
but also, I remember
comparison.
It's that whole thing where I read an article where it's like Cocoa Pops is as bad as eating two donuts. And so I would just have the donuts.
It was Fat Fridays, though. It was not a time to consider calories.
I know, but my whole thing is I feel like there's always a something better that you could have.
Sevs, you gave a lot of pushback yesterday, and I'm just going to unmute your mother. Do you know about this pushback, Denise?
No.
Well, we said like get out of the house, head down to the bottle shop, the alcohol shop, and buy some grog for Friday night drinks. And he just didn't want to. And it was like, I,
It wasn't even that he didn't want to. It was just, I think that there was definitely some form of, we've triggered him in some way, and we sort of tried to speak through it. And Sev's, I had to do this piece to camera after the show, and I really struggled with it. And Sev's told me that if I did it, he would go to the bottle-o. But then he ended up, where did you get that alcohol from, Sev's?
I don't know. It's just on the bench. Did Dad pick it up last night? Is that what happened, Mum?
No, it was just in the freezer. The gin's in the freezer. Always in the freezer.
And so sorry, TJ, I interrupted. So, yeah, the pushback. So you're not across the pushback. Denise, do you get a lot of pushback from Sev's sort of day-to-day, or is it unique to his workplace?
Must be you guys, unique to his workplace. A bit of pushback in cleaning up.
Really?
Great.
Since the lockdown, we've had to implement a family rule, and that's clean the house once a week on a Saturday morning.
Oh, really? You had to create that rule because of Sev's.
Hey, this is a great moment because Amy's here, and we've got Mr. 97's better half, his mum. Can you give us a few things that sort of just piss you off about your son? Just like, just absolutely annoy you. But you still love him, you know, so it's all kind. But
why don't we start with Amy so then Denise sees where the where
you've got it.
Because I don't want Denise to go soft. No, I'm just trying to find, where's, oh, there we go, Amos.
Yes, am I talking about things that Bodhi does to annoy me?
No, what Tommy does.
No. My gosh, the longer list. The Weet-Bix thing really does grind my gears, I'm not going to lie. Mm.
Go harder.
Oh, no, I can only think of good things.
Oh, no, no, this is bullshit. Brie went so hard on me like 2 days ago, Brie.
You know I'm a piece of shit. Come on.
I'll write a list. Yeah. He will always throw a wet towel on the floor, like even if it's right next to where you hang it for it to dry.
Okay.
Frustrating.
To be fair, that's probably me trying to get it on and I've missed.
It's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
He wants to do a fire every night.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
Don't, actually, yeah, I just want to eat inside.
Are you? That means you can't sit around it for the kick-ons. Absolutely not.
No, I can.
What was it like not having, when TJ was in the tent last night? Was it sort of nice just having the full bed?
Sorry, with no context, it really sounds like I was just put outside in the doghouse. Now you can unmute Amy because she's in the same room.
Yeah, sorry. I sound like you're on a megaphone.
Oh, sorry. Tommy's very good at knowing what's good for his body and what's good for his health. And like, oh, it's 10 o'clock, let's go to sleep. I do not have that feature built in. So I was up till like maybe 3 o'clock watching Atypical.
Oh, really?
But that was really nice because I haven't done that.
Excuse me, madam, would you like a drink?
Thank you. But I haven't done that for years. So that was actually the best.
So sorry, the one time, Amy, you get on the show and TJ has completely taken over the whole screen.
Yeah, tip.
Jordan Michaelides, mate, we're going to unmute you.
Finally.
You're going to have to accept it, though. What's going on?
I don't know. What's going on?
Bree's just been texting me and saying Jordan is upset that he's being muted.
I don't think it's me you have to worry about.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Gemma.
Oh, Gemma's gone. She's not even there.
It's
at the
not
moment.
A good sign.
What's been happening? When we had you on, we talked about the whole food anxiety thing, not being able to swallow. With everything that's happening, how are you going? Are you feeling all right?
I feel like Lauren and I were discussing this the other day. I'm actually better than I've ever been.
Oh, that's great.
And maybe that's because there's an actual issue.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is it like a perspective shifter for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I haven't had the food issues for a while now, like probably 9 months maybe. But when it comes to generalized anxiety, nothing, because I just think that this, puts it all into perspective, I guess.
That's good.
That's good. I left for a moment. Do we find out from Denise what Mr. 97s are, or are you trying to get away from that, Josh?
Oh, no, we can get to it now.
Okay, good. Welcome, Denise.
Denise. Yes, things that 97 does that would probably paint him in not a great light. And also consider that 2 days ago I got absolutely slammed.
Okay.
Where do I start?
On the smoothie trail, and Mace's smoothies have about 20 ingredients in them. So when he's made a smoothie and he's finished and walks away, all the ingredients are still sitting on the bench. So yeah, the chia seed packets and everything else, everything like that. Washing, does his own washing, but there's washing always lying around, picking it all up.
Mm-hmm. So because the hilarious thing is that whenever I get pulled up on this sort of stuff, both Sevs and TJ think it's the funniest thing ever, and that there's this perception that they are absolutely perfect at home. So you're saying that in regards to, so the kitchen issues and stuff like that are prevalent.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. You're a piece of shit, John.
No, we all are. I think that makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
We are.
Are you going to do any more TikToks?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No, Denise, I want to know. Sev's mum, I've been following her.
Mate, I reckon I could get Denise to do a TikTok quicker than Mr. 97 doing a TikTok.
Denise, would you do a TikTok? What about a joint one? Sev's and Denise do a joint TikTok. There's some real cute ones.
That would be so good.
Okay, family perfect. One. Yeah. Whole family one would be great.
Yes. Chairman Rick.
Yes.
Attempting it.
On a more serious note, what have you thought about your son being on the podcast? What have you noticed about him change?
Yeah, growing up heaps. More confident, pretty honest, putting it out there. It's fantastic.
Leaning in.
Yeah, leaning in.
Has he started using words that you've heard sort of him sort of throwing around more? Any ones that we can add to the drinking game that you've noticed Mr. 97 uses a bit bunch?
I'm thinking at the moment, other than he always says leaning in. I'll lean into that, just lean into it.
<You're> so annoying. No, he actually, no, the reason why I'm projecting a little bit is we have him and I had a serious conversation maybe 3 months ago about privacy and security. And he went through and read all this stuff of what the government said, so we could get the privacy policy all done, and spent ages just, and he was very pedantic about it. And then I see my emails, and he sent out an email to all the VIP gronks with everyone just in the to section, like just clear. Everyone's got everyone's emails now. How are you feeling?
You don't sound that concerned. Jeez, yeah, Denise, chip off the old block, aren't you, Mason?
No, it was an absolute nightmare. Because apparently there's a BCC limit in Spark, and so I couldn't send over 100 BCCs. So I split it up into two. And so the first one went out with everyone BCC'd, and then the second one, I wasn't really thinking. I just pasted it in, and it went in the two box. So it's a bit annoying.
I mean, it's kind of low level, but I get your sort of worry, Josh. It's a bit annoying. It's not like Mr. 97's mate who sent out the wrong discount code. We sent out a discount code when there was no discount. Then all these people bought a product on a website.
And
they had to honor the discount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nightmare. What are grounds for relieving people?
Well, Denise, I mean, you're in the sort of people culture space. What's the deal? Like what would happen in a case if something like that happened, if someone's done something that would be considered pretty bad from a role perspective? Is it sort of three strikes? What normally happens?
Yeah, you'd have to give a warning.
Yeah.
And talk to them about it. And depending on how severe it is.
Mm-hmm. Things like Slack, could you give warnings through Slack, or do they need to be sort of more official giving warnings?
Yeah. More official.
What is considered official now? Yeah, conversation.
Have a conversation.
Sit down.
Yep.
Zoom call.
Well, probably nowadays, yeah.
Yeah. Are you on Zoom? Where are you? Okay.
Yeah. Zoom and Teams. Use both. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have we got Russ Keys?
Russ would be happy.
Is Russ Keys in the building?
He's
happy. Fun. Russ, tell us one fun fact about Microsoft Teams.
Nothing today, mate. No Teams today, buddy. On holidays.
What have you got there?
It's the two brothers growler. So you take this down and they refill it for $14. So you can pick any beer there. they've got on tap. So it's quite a good deal. Two Brothers Brewery in Moorabbin. Shout out.
So you still got a shout out in.
TJ's good. Muted.
Is TJ muted himself? Hang on. There you go, TJ.
Imagine being muted.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I just unmuted you. Yeah, Amy yelled out to me saying, unmute.
There's been a whole thing happening in the chat, but that's fine. My people are in the chat. My people are there.
Your people.
Mm.
Real Enki Doo said, morning alcoholics.
Yeah, Real Enki Doo is not from Australia.
Yeah.
But
on a serious note, Richard, how do we get Dick from Richard?
Well, that's a good question. A
couple of these, I reckon.
There it is. Right, we're muting that's all right. Now. He's
we're
done.
We're absolutely right. Done. Scooter, where are you? Scooter, where are you right now?
I'm in the shed. Oh, Studio 3, we're calling it now.
Is that at home? You're in the shed?
This is it, yeah. So we've just done a Zoom call where normally we'd be camping in the Grampians with a bunch of families. So we've just had a Zoom call and we've got the fireplace and the tent set up in the backyard.
Oh, that's
I was all set to do this from out there, but my wife gave me marching orders. She said, no, nick off.
Oh, sorry, mate, but I just see my brother is in the chat. Jacko, how are you, mate?
Oh, have you unmuted me?
Yeah.
I'm a newbie to this. I've never done a group thing before, you know?
Oh, really?
Is this the most we've had?
Yeah. It's quite overwhelming, to be honest. Shit.
I feel like it's chooching along, though. It's firing. I feel like we're about to get a Pilates session from Crystal, who looks ready on the timber floor to run for us all.
I didn't know there were more pages.
There's more pages.
Yeah, shit,
look at all you people there.
Are you Michael Jacket?
What?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I've just been for a walk. I'm a bit late, sorry.
That's all right. I see you've got your Bogan's mouthwash.
That's right.
Ready. Yeah, VB, Big Bitter.
You work out of the Commons. Are all co-working things, are they all done at the moment?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty cooked. I think they're all struggling. There's still some staff there kind of keeping people engaged on the chat and stuff, but it's a pretty lonely place in there at the moment, I'd say.
Yeah. Can we just get like a show of hands of who has lost their job or at least 50% of their revenue from their work?
Oh, there we go.
Hands. Yeah, we got a few. There's
half, I reckon.
Yeah, half. I mean, it seems like it's getting to Wombat or it's the alcohol. Wombat, I've tried to unmute you, but it's saying you need to accept. Are you what's on your head, mate?
That's a little feathered number just to try and keep up with the Queen.
I understand.
I was convinced.
You can't hear that often enough.
You look like you've just come back from Mardi Gras, mate. Sorry, but
it wouldn't be the first time.
Looks great.
looks great. What do you think, Mason?
Yeah, it's great.
That's nice.
Some conviction there, mate.
Some energy.
I like that they haven't fucking complimented mine.
You've worn it before. You have worn that exact one before, haven't you? I think
that's
that was
what I wore for episode 500, but we never recorded it because.
Oh, the intro. Oh, the MC. Yeah, Seb's forgot to.
Hit record.
Seb's his first
one. Just add it to the things I'm salty about.
Wombat, with the because you're in what is it called when people go international, they do the what's the thing called?
Duty free.
Is duty free fucked? Like, what are you guys doing?
It is totally fucked. Most of our airports have closed with all the travel restrictions, and we're trying to work out what we do with stock because we can't sell it, obviously, to flyers.
How many boxes of perfume have you got right now?
Is that hat from a box?
Yeah. He's shit his pants twice from all the Toblerone.
At the moment, we're trying to offload a shitload of confectionery and a shitload of alcohol.
Really? How do you guys do it?
Not easily. Yeah. We've got to go through customs to get approval to try and sell it all retail.
And so then you guys would sell to... like wholesale to retail shops?
No, we're looking at doing pop-up stores to sell to just the general public.
Oh, interesting. And so would that be branded like it is a a normal shop that you'd see at the airport?
Quite possibly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Hey, I want to get a gauge of George's energy levels.
Yeah.
Because we've seen him in the office, but we haven't yet seen him at home.
I'm back. I'm back.
I've been for a beer with George at the pub, and I mean, similar vibe to office vibe.
He I love George so much, especially after that video on Wednesday. Oh.
He's a secret assassin. He's very funny. George,
what an angel.
Have you had your margarita yet or your tequila? Yeah.
So low energy today, boys, and I apologize for that, but I'm back. I've got my tequila and yeah.
What do you mean you've got your tequila? What are you having tequila with?
Well, that's the thing. I got tequila and then didn't really get any mixes. So it's just tequila, soda water and lime. But it's actually
that's a good combo.
Actually good.
Not bad.
So, if it's decent tequila, that's fine.
Yeah, it's the cheapest one. So it's good.
Perfect.
Nah, it's the same one that you got, Tommy. I copied you.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's. I said it's at the bottom, but not at the very bottom.
Jordan Michaelides will have a problem with this.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, hang on. Yeah,
he's big on like
Michaelides, what's wrong?
Spirits. No, I'm just speaking on his behalf. But Jordan, how do you feel about cheap spirits?
I don't like them.
There it is.
Is that Pauline Hanson?
Yeah, it did have that vibe.
I don't like it.
Can we just happy Harry's here?
Oh yeah, great. Okay, right, we'll get back to you. Hang on. Where's Haz?
Happy.
Here we go.
I've unmuted him.
He's
happy. He's what
are you doing, mate?
He's listening to another show.
I don't think he's got headphones on.
He's got Colin and Samir up.
Is he listening at all?
All right. Happy? I'm gonna. Yep. Yeah, sorry, Harry's not there. I'm gonna go to Felipe. Felipe, welcome to the Daily Talk Show, mate. How are you, buddy?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where in the world are you, mate?
I'm in Brazil.
Hey. That's, I think, our first Brazilian to the live stream. I mean, we could do that every week because we don't really do it by where you are in the world. What's happening over in Brazil at the moment?
Well, our president doesn't want the lockdown. He says it's like hysteric reaction, but he's just like going crazy because he's really off for the economy, basically. But my city is all closed. We cannot leave, like masks every day.
Wow. And what city are you in Brazil?
I'm in the south.
The south.
It's called Paranaguá.
I mean, I all I know is Rio, so I shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry, but it sounded great when you said that.
People know. Rio and like basically they're like they think that's the capital.
Is there a lot of people? Like Brazil's sorry, the dense population. Your town, where what is it? How many people live there?
I think it's 400,000. It's a big city.
How many is Melbourne got? 4 million?
4 mil, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So it is
What's
still...
your wallpaper situation? It looks like that scene in Gossip Girl where you think Juliet Sharp is going to be Gossip Girl, but she's not. She just has heaps of magazine cutouts on her walls of Serena Vanderwoodson.
Is that a real background or fake, Felipe?
Oh, is this?
Yeah.
Oh, this?
A fabric. It's a fabric.
Just set dressing.
It's not real paper. It's just like fake nails.
You sound like you've gotten dating advice from Dia Valla. Just like, oh, this little thing.
That's because I teach online because I work like with English online. So that's why I have this like kind of like news English big thing behind.
Is English your second language, Felipe?
Yeah.
Because you speak better English than I do, mate. So, do you say you're an English teacher?
Yes, I am.
Amazing. God, imagine how smart I'd have to be born in Australia and then become a Spanish teacher. Jesus.
I just speak Spanish.
What do you speak?
I speak Portuguese.
Oh, sorry, Portuguese. Like, see how I'm not even smart enough to guess the language. I thought it was Spanish. See?
So good.
Anyway, I feel shit about myself. Thanks, Felipe.
I love that you're mute.
I like seeing some faces that we haven't seen before or spoken to. So, Josh, can you pick somebody out of the 49? Someone's dropped off. I'm pissed about that.
Here we go. No, that's okay. Or just anyone, or do you want
anyone that you haven't seen, like you haven't spoken to before? It's chat roulette. This is chat roulette. So put your penis back in your
pants. We haven't had Ryan. We chat to Ryan all the time on Instagram. Ryan, have you been on the drinks yet?
Haven't been on yet.
This is the first one. And so you listen with your wife, don't you?
Yeah, my wife is very embarrassed to get on here at the moment, but she's with our new puppy that we picked up yesterday.
Oh, so cute.
It's an essential
service, yeah.
Essential service.
We're still dealing puppies.
Here we go. Okay.
Oh, cute.
I thought that was the Gemma.
Hello. What is your name?
Yeah, I've just muted Gemma. So. No, unmuted.
Oh, Frankie.
Yeah.
And so, did you decide to get the puppy? Was the puppy always like an after wedding thing, or did this happen where you're like, oh, we're fucking bored already? We need something.
We were meant to get one in May, but we're actually meant to, today was my best friend's wedding. Was meant to be his wedding day in Thailand. So I was meant to be standing at the end of the aisle about this point in time with him. But obviously that got called off, and the breeder that we were going to go through asked if we wanted an earlier litter. So it worked out perfectly.
Oh, great.
And are you regretting it, or has it been okay since?
It's been one night, a little bit regretful overnight, but not too bad.
It couldn't be worse than me in the tent with my three-year-old son kicking me 30 times across the night, waking me up.
I'll never argue with a parent of a young child.
Only been a day.
Yeah.
Is Frankie just shitting and pissing everywhere, or what's the deal?
All the time, basically.
Paulina, do you breed dogs?
Yeah, I breed British Bulldogs. And I was actually going to say that we have had the most insane amount of calls and texts every day since isolation. We've never had this much interest.
Oh, really?
Can I just give you a new nickname? Paulina Exotic.
Did you see that Joe Exotic got mentioned at the Trump press conference yesterday? Yeah.
I love him.
Let the guy out. I know he fucked up, but he's so famous. Just let him enjoy the fame for a little while. Put a leash on him, or you know, one of those shock collars.
Dog collar.
Yeah, but Trump is actually outrageous because he plays into it. He's like, should I let him out? Do you think I should let him out? What do you think?
That's genius.
How you lead a country.
It's genius manipulation of the media though, because it knows it's gonna get him in front of all these opponents in terms of publicity.
And so what sort of dog did you say, Paulina? What are they British Bulldogs?
British Bulldogs, so like the really ugly, like Rolly.
Are they pure breed or
like obviously a long time ago they were man-made breed, but my ones are purebred.
Josh, you were with us. You and I were up in Sydney filming, and we were speaking to that guy. Oh, no, you were filming, and I was talking to this guy who breeds Staffies.
Oh, that's right.
He was saying that one of them, they were trying to get black Staffy. No, reds. They look like caramel.
Was it a brown color or something?
Yeah, they're caramel. They're the rare one. But he says he gets 22 grand a dog. Paulina, is
already talking numbers? How much are you making, Paulina? Yeah, what's your house worth?
Oh, Josh asked. Sorry about that.
No, but, a bulldog. So in WA now we sell for $4,500, but depending on like certain things, they can be more expensive or less expensive. Ours is like kind of more higher, but like still okay.
What makes them high end? It's got a like a USB-C port or what? How does it work?
Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
We imported like a dog from Portugal, and he's like an Australian champion, and he's like really like won lots of awards. So we can charge a little bit more because they're a bit like nicer looking, and they're a lot healthier from Europe as well. They have a lot less health issues than Australian.
Because I did see, I took a photo of a dog on my morning walk the other day, and it looked like if a dog could get coronavirus, this dog would definitely die because it looked like it had some serious like lung issues.
But was it a bulldog? I think I saw it, but that was an ugly bulldog. I'm gonna go and bring a puppy. The last puppy.
Oh, great.
This is the final one. I'm gonna.
Okay. Can we get a special Gronk prize? Is this for sale or no?
No, it's sold. It's actually it's going on Tuesday, but the owner's like not home at the moment. But I'm gonna go grab it.
So. Okay, great.
Josh, I've just been delivered a strawberry frozen margarita.
Was that shaking sound?
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't shaking hard enough.
And how does it taste?
It's really nice.
Wait, did Amy do that for you?
Yeah, Amy just did that for me. Can we unmute?
Do you know how good she is? Like, obviously you are aware, but do you really understand how good she is?
Yeah, mate, because that's why I signed a legal document that would mean.
I just thought I'd better check.
Amy, this is a nightmare. I can't talk to you while you're in the same room just because it's echoing between microphones. Josh, can you ask her and I'll mute myself?
Well, no, you could just talk. You can literally ask. I can ask and then hear and then, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's very cute.
No, because I can't.
Here we go.
I have to unmute. Sorry, there's a dog here. Oh, my God.
What's the dog's name? Oh, wait, do you give the dog the dog a name?
We call them names like so that we can identify them when we're
number 637 or something. Or
her name is Hash Brown. That's her identifying.
I love her.
Yeah, she's upset because she has no siblings. She's by herself now.
Oh, like me.
And so do you have to this is a dumb question. Do you have to feed it with like a milk bottle or something?
I did when they were younger because bulldogs aren't very good mothers. So you have to wake up like every hour and feed them with like a bottle and that kind of stuff. But not anymore. It eats biscuits now.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
What sort of biscuits?
I don't even know. We changed it. It's like some puppy formula, like grain free. You just soak it in water. So it's like soggy Weet-Bix.
Right? Soggy Weet-Bix. Yeah, sounds like
that's what it eats.
It's Ramble's diet.
Oh, I remember I had Whippets. And the Whippets used to eat. Remember, is my brother here? Can we get a confirmation that I'm not lying? Remember when Hamish and Hamish used to eat Weet-Bix? You don't remember that? God, I've got you on the show so many times and said, mate, do you remember this? Do you remember the time that I farted and it sounded like it said, dolphin. What did it say? Dolphin. Dolphin? Do you remember that?
It sounded like
cold.
I do remember when you allowed Gus to eat hash cookies.
I didn't allow him. I made hash cookies and then I left them in a tin in my room on my bedside table and he got up and ate probably three or four of them. Yeah. And he was very, very stoned. So stoned.
I think Happy Harry might actually be available.
He's listening now.
Happy, we were talking to you before.
Are we?
You didn't have headphones on.
You had your headphones off.
Oh, I was texting a client. They were asking if WeTransfer was a scam.
I'm not
downloading from WeTransfer.
And what'd you tell them?
I just said, if you want, I didn't say it, but in no one's, like, I sort of meant by my text message, if you don't download it, that's the only way you're getting your project. You're not getting it by any other medium.
You're across all the TV goss. What's the latest? What are you reading in the forums?
Oh, so much is happening. ABC News have got a new set. It's a 360 degree set so they can shoot from any angle. And I'll wank to that. I said, that's just for you, 97.
It's a catch cry they created in the office, which we never approved.
And can we just get some confirmation? Denise, that is worth a warning.
Oh, it's Denise here.
Yeah, Harry.
Anyway, sorry, Denise. Anyway. I understand that's a strike on Harry, but we still love you, mate. You got two left. Don't rule.
And so there's the ABC 360. What else is happening? Any Big Brother news?
Yeah, they've cut production. They've cut it. I think they finished 2 weeks early.
Mm-hmm. So they did their finale, did they?
Yeah, they brought it forward, apparently, rumour has it. But there was a TV Black Box, who's one of the biggest reporters in Australian television, reported that the cast aren't giving them what they wanted. The cast are ideally, like, they're quite funny in their auditions, but they're not funny in the house.
Okay, interesting.
So I reckon this season's going to be shit.
Okay, and what?
And not only because they didn't offer me work experience.
Who's hosting it? Do you know?
Sonia Kruger.
And if you were just to sort of sum up her ability, you know, like her role, what's your sort of review on Sonia Kruger being the host?
She's gorgeous, gorgeous, absolutely amazing. Loved her ever since Dancing with the Stars. She's bloody amazing. Yeah.
What do you think of it? Did you ever watch Gretel Colleen? I thought Gretel Colleen was very good.
And the fella, because she was a bit dodgy when the Marlon came out and put tape over his mouth. Remember that? And he went on protest. And yeah. he was so rude then. I'm not really.
And so you liked, was it Mike, the guy who just like did the voiceover stuff?
Mike Goldman.
Mike Goldman. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. He's got a podcast.
Yeah, on the mic.
On the mic. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's my third favorite.
what's your first and second?
First is this one. Second is The Voice Podcast by Sally Prosser.
And what is that? The Voice. It's not. It's not.
She's a voiceover artist. She's my voice coach.
Oh.
And so she teaches all that stuff.
And so what have you learned? Because you've been doing this voice.
Oh, and then my fourth is Uncommon.
Oh yeah. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit! I've got
what about Glow Journal? What about
Glow Journal? Really? You fucked up, Harry.
Yeah, yeah. You screwed up, mate.
You. Yep.
What if you? If there was an exercise that we could all a vocal exercise, happy that you could get us all doing. Just to sort of warm up for kick-ons, what would you recommend?
Count Dracula. It's like a ha 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 ha.
Is that an exercise to warm up or to make yourself look really
warm
stupid?
Warm up your vocal cords before you do any other vocal exercises.
So do you do that before you VO, like you do any voiceover work?
I do every now and then.
What was the last voiceover client you had? What was it for?
August, probably.
Yeah. What'd you do?
It was a message bank. So, like, you know, press one for da, 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 da. I don't even know if it got used. It was over Fiverr, so it was pretty.
Yeah. And so what was
only $7.
Do you remember the script?
$10.
No, can't tell you to save myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I love that.
Have you seen any of your theatre friends, thespians?
No thespians, because they're all in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
They're all locked down.
Sounds so depressing. Are you really depressed? Are you sad about that?
Yeah, I've been really sad since I've been locked up.
What are you at? What percentage-wise?
I've been running at a solid 20 every day, easily.
Really?
So, yeah. Should we do a check-in with 48 people at a percentage? Can I just?
It would be great to do it. I'm gonna. In the meantime, I'll try and see if I can work out how to do a poll.
Could we do ranges? Could you be like between 80 and 100 hand up?
There's
even too many people to do hands up. To be honest, mate.
Yeah. It's anyone below a 40, we're concerned. Please put your hand up.
Yeah, and put up a 40.
Anyone below. At a 40. Don't feel bad to be at a 40.
Glenn, were you just drinking or was that a hands up?
Oh, the bearded Fen, he's at a 40.
That was
mate.
Just a drink. Just a drink.
The bearded Fen's here from South Africa. G'day, buddy.
G'day. How's it going?
Good, man.
Oh, cheers. Man. It's cheers now 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm on my second beer.
Surely that, I mean, the
only second.
I thought I would start with whiskey this morning, but I thought that might be dangerous. Eh?
A bit much. You were at 40, mate. What's up? You good?
Well, we just found out last night that they've extended our lockdown by another 2 weeks.
Wow. And
but 2 weeks isn't long. Hang on, 6 months.
How long have you been lockdown is different in South Africa. What's actually the meaning of lockdown? Because here we can, I mean,
I guess we're technically not in lockdown, but I feel like we can assume that it's all pretty. You're self-isolated in your house, but is it literally like, yeah, like what's the deal with lockdown? Bit of fan.
Yeah. So, supermarkets, pharmacies and all that are open, but everything else is closed.
Okay. So that's a bit more full on.
The worst thing is you can't buy alcohol.
Really?
Oh, wow. So how much have you got?
It's my last beer.
Oh, no wonder he's at 40. Fucking, can we get some support for this guy? Can you make sure you stick around? Everyone just jump in, send him a message.
Yeah.
And what have you noticed? What are you missing the most, bit of fan, do you think, through the lockdown?
Well, I'm still working from home, so it's business as usual, really, in terms of business. Unfortunately, my kids are with their mom and I haven't been able to see them for a week and a half now. And with the extended 2 weeks, I'm not too sure what's going to happen because we weren't allowed to, if you're co-parenting, you're not allowed to move kids between houses. Mm. But I see they have relaxed that a little bit. But I'll see what's going to happen there. So that's the low point. But I suppose hanging with my mates is another thing. I mean, Zoom has become my next best friend. Yeah. I'm chatting with all my mates around the world, checking in with them, seeing how they're doing, which I suppose is a positive because I haven't spoken to some of them for quite a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose hanging with mates and all that is probably the biggest downside. Not riding my motorcycle, hanging with my biker mates, that's a bit of a problem.
So are you allowed to even go for a drive? But yeah, they're beyond you.
You can go to the supermarket and back. But they have been stopping people. If you're driving, they want to know where you're going. And
you should just start doing weird shit, like wearing a tuxedo to the supermarket just to throw people off. Just start doing unusual stuff.
Or why not. Don't you do that, TJ? You could do that.
I don't own a tux. But I did say that we should do a formal, maybe one Friday night drinks. It's a dress up yeah. Drinks.
What about a rod and gun? I would love some more
rod and gun. Maybe. Mate, I think Rod and Gun probably aren't doing.
You're probably done.
We got a better deal out of that, you know, $400 each, Josh, than they got.
Well, I got about 500. Yeah, I did get a nice blazer.
You absolutely. You could be the tipping point for them going into liquidation. But it's anyone else here? Who's at a 50? Who's flat bang in the middle? Who's at a 50?
Lara.
Lara.
If I muted Lara, there you go. What's happening?
Oh, hey guys.
Hi, you're at a 50.
I mean, uni's pretty shit online. It's been, I've had for one unit like 4 different tutors already. They just don't have their shit together. But yeah, and I'm stuck at home with my brother. Which, it's okay.
What are you studying, Lara?
Yeah. I'm doing PR and comms at RMIT. Yeah. So yeah, it's just all over the place. But I mean, we're halfway, week 6 now. We're on mid-semester break, so we're halfway through. But it's sort of just, day by day. Working from home, I've never had to study from home. It's just, I don't know. If you haven't done it before, I guess it's really challenging. And my desk is in my room. So that's kind of shit. But it's all right. I mean, like, Friday night drinks. I don't really remember what day it is, but, alcohol's great to get you through this.
You're at Friday night drinks Friday. Now, Lara.
Yes.
You're here.
No, I do remember. Yeah.
No, it's good.
How
long are they going to be doing remote learning for?
They haven't really said. I think they're going to do it to the end of the semester. And then I guess depends on where everything is. Will they keep going until maybe next semester? But I wouldn't be surprised if next semester's online as well. But yeah, definitely till the end of the semester.
Are they being lenient? Like, I feel like if I was in school, I'd be taking the absolute piss. Like, look, I'm going to have to take it. The other thing is, I feel like when I was in school, they weren't that big on Like, I feel like we're all so woke now about mental health and shit. I reckon I would have fucking said, I don't feel like doing work. Like, I'm sure I would have been pulling that shit all the time. Are they being lenient with, like, submitting stuff?
So far they haven't for my degree at least. I don't know about for other ones, and maybe they're being more lenient for degrees that can't even do work from home. Like, if you have to do labs and stuff, I don't know what's going on there. But for us, I mean, my tutors aren't, and all my classes have gone down to like 5 people instead of 20. So I think a lot of people are dropping out as well. But from my units that I'm doing, they're like, we're not making any exceptions. You submit on time, or, you know, whereas Swinburne and a few other unis have done the whole, if you fail, it doesn't go on your transcript, and they're pushing people over a pass. But RMIT have just been like, no, nah. They've just been really silent. Yeah, they're...
Happy goes to RMIT as well. Any RMIT banter between you two? Just turned your mic on, Hats.
RMIT.
I don't think there is any good banter at RMIT.
No.
There's nothing you can joke about. Like, it's so shit that the jokes are just, there's no jokes to joke
the
about.
The fact that you
no
go to RMIT there. Is the joke.
Sebs, it sounds like your university, mate.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
All right, just quickly, at a 70, I mean, there could be a lot of people at the 70.
What
do
you
right
want
now.
People? Well, I want to see someone at 100. Who's at 100 right now? Hands up for 100.
Dill's pumped.
Leah's at 100. Leah, I feel like you're what? Why are you at 100?
Well, I feel like I've discovered this is my normal life anyway.
Yeah, great.
And second of all, I discovered TikTok. So I'm in a whole new world of joy.
Are you actually posting to TikTok?
I am. And it's like, it's cringeworthy. And I've sent stuff to my husband and he's like, oh my gosh. But it's just giving me all this extra joy.
Great. What's your username?
It's like, it's actually a really lame username. It's mid to late 30s. I don't know. Like, that's the saddest, like, mid to late 30s. You never have.
The one username that's available on TikTok.
Yeah, that's it.
You're the only one. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So, the secret to 100% is TikTok.
TikTok.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Shannon's at 120 then. Life. Shannon Tilney's at 120 doing all the TikToks that she's doing.
I'll duet with you, Leah, as well. I'll go through your account.
Can we just be all absolute whores and just duet with each other?
Yeah.
Like, there's at least 200. If you just sort of did, you know, everyone went everywhere. Keys in the bowl style. There's definitely a lot of TikToks happening, you know?
A lot of innuendos.
Shannon, anything to say about that? I've unmuted you.
I think she might need it.
She hasn't muted it. Yeah. No. Hayden Dibb, I always like to check in on his mental health. Hayden Dibb, how are you, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm absolutely fucked.
Jeez, did I not set the bar? Did I? Because all I said was, is anyone a 40? I didn't go lower than that. What are you?
Me? I'm probably sitting at around maybe 45.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's
not
bad. That's
not taking bad. It easy. Taking it easy.
Do you want to get another tattoo for the show?
Well, if you can get it for free, I'll do whatever the fuck you boys want.
Really?
Can you please show your tattoo? Can you bring that up?
Oh, yeah. Give me a sec.
Oh, this is good.
I'll just show it to the camera. Not everyone was at the Ep 500 show, and this is where Hayden debuted the Daily Talk Show tattoo that he got. Has anyone know about this?
It is significant.
Big. It's good. There we go.
Significant.
That, my friend, says the Daily Talk Show.
What would be the next one? Like a Gronk Squad
I could get a Gronk Squad one. Maybe I could get like you, Tommy, and 97's face on the back.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, you know how Steve-O? You know Steve-O's got, like, himself? I'll get you guys.
Were you big into Jackass back in the day when you were younger?
Oh, I wouldn't say I was big into it, but it was, it was entertaining.
Uh-huh. I feel like it's not one of those things, like, it's not on Netflix or, like, I feel like that would be some nostalgia that I would watch.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Like, looking back on it now, I don't think they'd get away with a lot of shit.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm just going to check in with Bronte James. Hello, Bronte.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh. Yeah, good. You look really zen. Is that a real balcony? Is that real view?
Yeah. Balcony dad built.
What's it worth?
I have no clue.
Job will get his tradie mates to do it.
Yeah. How many square meters? That's very nice.
No idea.
Whereabouts are you based?
Eltham.
Not that far. It looks beautiful. It's very green.
I'm Campbell's sister, so
that makes sense.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, Bronte Jones.
What does that mean?
Anyway, sorry, I'm just going to jump over to Lauren. Lauren, do you have a late checkout at the Quest at the moment, or what's going on?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, sorry, I checked out. In my mind. I've been looking for backgrounds. Sorry.
What have you found?
I was trying to find the Sims background, but not doing so well. I was trying to get like a diamond above my head, but can't find it.
JJ, I was thinking we could head into kick-ons.
Yeah.
That's where we could maybe bring in some drinking games and a few other shenanigans. Anyone want to say anything before we go? This goes out on the recording, so any small business would like to give a plug or some website that you'd like to...
Hayden wants to...
No, sorry about that. That was... Hayden got his 2 cents. Actually, no, he got the tattoo, so yeah, sure. Give it a go.
Carol Baskin definitely killed her.
That was good. Unless you got something better than that, don't put your hand up. It's done. Right, we're done. Kick on time, guys.
It's a Daily Talk Show. I feel like I don't have to say that. I'm going to cancel saying it's a Daily Talk Show.
Really?
If you've been listening for an hour or whatever.
Yeah, true.
You know what podcast is.
Yeah. can we just do one thing, guys, while you're all sort of in the vibe, and if you're listening to this and you've decided, like, it's not even Friday and you just decided to drink and listen to this show, Can you hold up your drink right now? Turn and do a selfie on your phone in front of the screen. Just holding up your drink because we're going to give this to Ramble Campbell and he's going to do a fun montage. Fun montage. All right. Fun. All right. I'll count down. Count to three.
Well, you can just do it in your own time.
1, 2, 3.
Do it in your when you're ready, guys.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Let's have a look.
Oh, wow. It's the wide lens. I always over.
Just go wide.
Yeah. I don't think I needed to.
No, I don't reckon.
No. All right. We got them. Can we, could you please email those through to hi@thedailytalkshow.com? I repeat, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. And you are giving us your permission to use those in any paid marketing material across the board for ongoing. No, you're not, but we will use them. Anyway, guys, thank you. It's been fun. Kick-ons will start.
I've got some serious tunes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Josh, can we get a 10-second countdown and it will finish the episode, but it'll also
we'll transition kick off to the music?
The live stream.
Okay, all right. Hang on. So we'll... it's a daily talk show, everyone. Not saying that anymore, but I hope you enjoyed the show. Whoops.
Oh, fuck.
That's why I just... A bit of spark. Castaway Studios just sent the email.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, you better mute that.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that. You can leave it. Who hasn't left us an Apple podcast review yet? Hands up if you haven't left us an Apple podcast review. Okay. Lara. Great.
Oh, there's Lara, sure.
There's a few people. What's going on?
I have an Android. I don't use Apple.
Oh, okay.
I got a Google phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't know. I like technology. Apple's shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you like? Hayden's having... What is it with people?
Oh, no. Android? Google Pixel Banter. Here we go.
Yeah, that's what Pixel, I got. I got the Pixel 3A.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
Budget.
Right, sorry. I've just...
Yeah, because it has...
Sorry, I've just
out of the
I've just
channel.
Muted those guys.
No, wait,
take this up.
Have a Google channel.
Wait, is this the Lara? Are you excited because it's got a headphone jack?
Absolutely, that's why I got it.
Yeah.
Can you see that headphone jack? Amazing.
Okay. For all you gronks that haven't left reviews, please leave them. It helps. Every bit helps. Mm-hmm. To turn this from not work to work, and that's all for Richard Jansen. So you'd be happy that we're trying to make some money out of this.
I'll just cut him off after the laugh. That's all he had anyway, to be honest. Great.
All right, guys.
Have a good one. See ya.